Alleluia, alleluia. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. As Jesus begins his ministry, we heard yesterday of his curing the man with the withered hand and how the Pharisees continued to be distressed by what Jesus was doing and began to plot against him. And in spite of that, even as with Jesus withdrawing away from that and away from all the notoriety, it didn't matter. People started coming from everywhere. And not only Jews, but Samaritans and Gentiles, everyone was hearing and coming to Jesus. And it says that all those who were sick were pressing upon him, trying to touch him, trying to be healed by him. One thing we know about human nature is that it really doesn't change. As far back as we go, we still deal with the same problems. We still have the same needs. We still have the same conflicts. We still struggle with family life and with relationships. And we still have our hopes and our dreams for our life. And just as the people flocked to Jesus, trying to touch him, trying to be healed by their diseases, we are faced with those same problems. I think maybe the biggest problem or difference that we have today is that we have medicines and we have access to other things. We have ways that we try to deal with the struggles of life. And with our addictions, with our medications, with our drugs, with everything else that we have to. We medicate ourselves or we distract ourselves. We have enough money that we buy things. We distract our lives to try to fill up the gap of needing God's presence in our life. And yet in the end, what we need most of all is to know God's presence in our life, to know his healing grace, to know the importance of who we are and why we've been created, and that always stands, and we always seek for that. And we continue to be proclaimers of that gospel. Just as Jesus calls his disciples to follow him and to become part of his ministry of proclaiming God's love to the world, we continue that. And we pray that today, that as we continue our life, that people see in us Jesus Christ alive. It is in us that they really find the healing grace that they're looking for, the way that they need God's presence in their life. And so we gather together, we share in this Eucharist, we open our lives to that power and presence of Christ, and we ask him to continue to be our Lord, our Savior, and the strength of our life and our world.